Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're a regular viewer, no, your clock isn't off. Running quite a bit late this morning. Had a good day yesterday, but a long day, and different events led to a slower trip to work this morning. And so anyhow, we're here today and talking and praying this week about time to work and the new job that we have as we follow Jesus. And looked Sunday at that new job as being a new journey, a new observation, a new belief as we put into practice the call of Jesus in our life to follow Him and to live in a way that represents Him well. And so this morning, as we look at our new job, the work that God has given us to do, whether it's a paid job, whether it's a job at home, whether it's a job that others recognize as valuable work or not, God has created good work in advance for all of us to do. And your good work may look very different from my good work. But it's still valuable if it's what God created you to do, and you're doing it for Him. And so today we're going to be talking about helpful work. In Acts 20, verse 35, says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" So many times we think about our work, particularly our paid occupational work, as being helpful to us because it produces an income. It produces a way of life for us. And that's definitely a part of that kind of work, but what would happen if we thought about even our paid work as being helpful to others? For some, that's a pretty easy thing to consider. Your work involves helping people. For others, you're enough removed from the consumer, so to speak, that it's easy to lose track of your work being all that helpful. I think of nurses, those that serve the sick, the injured, that are helping them directly to get better. I think of the factory worker that is producing some type of goods that is helpful to others, but many of those others he never sees. And so it feels like you're just putting in time and helping yourself. But in reality, the goods that we are able to purchase because someone has produced is helpful. That's why we buy them. And so many times we look at life and we get so wrapped up in our human nature, our desire to please self, that we forget that part of God's calling in our life is to go out of our way to help others. Paul was one of those examples. He continually wanted the gospel of Jesus to be center stage in everything. And there were times where he would work hard at providing not only for himself, but those who were traveling with him, so that they would not be a burden on the people that he was sharing with, that he was sharing Jesus with. And when we look at God's desire, he did this because he wanted people to know Jesus. He understood there was a weakness. And sometimes that weakness is a physical weakness, and we need to help those who are physically weak, who cannot do the things that they would like to do. Their body just doesn't allow it. But we also have those who are mentally weak, those who are spiritually weak, those who are emotionally weak. There are so many varieties of weaknesses that it shouldn't take really all of that long to look into our own life to find some of it. But we also must be mindful of the weaknesses of others and find ways to help them. That we would, as Paul wrote, we would work hard. Luke actually wrote it, but we would work hard to help the weak. And that we would work hard in a way that blesses us. It's fascinating that we look at that verse and we tend to like to use it as an encouragement to others to give. We don't necessarily like to use it all of that much as an encouragement to ourselves to work harder. But that's the context. Paul is quoting this statement from Jesus, a statement we really don't find recorded in the Gospels, but it's something that Paul had heard. Jesus had told him something that was important. Now, the principle of it, definitely we read throughout the Gospels. That's kind of the heart of who Jesus was. That was the heart of his message so often. That we ought to help others. And there's a great blessing in helping others. And so this idea that it's more blessed to give than to receive is stated by Paul as a quote of Jesus in the context of working hard so that we can help others, especially those who are weak. And when we're able to step up and be that person that helps someone overcome when they feel too weak. Years ago, I had the opportunity to work, facilitate high ropes activities at camp. And typically at the end of the summer, one week out of the year, we would have a group at the camp facility that would come from bad situations in life. They would be living in a ministry setting for those that were coming out of homelessness, those that were coming out of situations where they had nowhere else to go, those whose lives had not only not been easy, but had been filled with confusion and difficulty and hardship and rejection by many people. And because of their experiences in life, trust was, well, a valuable commodity, but in short supply. The people that they had experienced for most of their life were not trustworthy people. And so to get them, I don't know, 40, 50 feet off the ground, probably wasn't quite that much, 20 to 30 feet at least, in a harness, and to encourage them to step off a platform and trust that not only did we know what we were doing, but the equipment that they were harnessed into was safe. was challenging at the least at times. But to see the joy when they finally let go, when most of what we did that day was a zip line, that feeling of complete freedom. And there were some of these individuals that I would talk with for a long time and work with them and try to help them overcome their weakness. And to recognize the blessing that I received when they stepped out of that comfort zone, they stepped off of that platform, and they found the enjoyment of freedom. I was giving of myself so that they could experience something. And while it was definitely a blessing to them, I agree with Jesus that it was definitely more blessed for me as one who was giving. And when you think about the helpful work that God calls us to do, when we do it for Jesus, we discover that the reward is greater than the effort. The hard work is hard work. It's not about making the work easier. It's about the blessing of pleasing God, making the work desirable. You see, when we live life in that way, when we look at things from a different perspective, when we look at work from a different perspective, we realize that I get to do this for God. And when we help the weak, regardless of the source of their weakness, and we do it as one doing it for God, it creates a blessing like nothing else. And so today, as we live life, the question really is, who are you helping? Is your work helpful to others? And are you knowing the blessing of God as you give to others? You give of yourself, you sometimes give of your resources. The old hymn says, you give of your strength to the master. You do that when you give of your strength to help the weak. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to accomplish the good works that you created in advance for us to do. And Father, today I pray that you would help us because we're weak, and we recognize and we can understand what it looks like to work hard to help the weak when we watch how you work hard to help us. And so, God, as we realize the help that we've received in our weakness, may we turn around and provide helpful work to those around us who are weak. Some who are weak in similar ways that we are, and others who are weak in different ways, and yet you've called us as a body to help one another and to work hard in doing so. The working hard, because it's not always easy. And sometimes it's physically hard, sometimes it's spiritually hard, sometimes it's emotionally hard, even spiritually hard, but whatever the difficulty is, we continue to step forward and do it through the strength of your Spirit, because it's the right thing to do, and we receive a great blessing knowing we're doing it for you. So God, today I pray that every person hearing these words, every person who's gazing into your word to follow along with what we're studying, would grasp the value of working hard to help others. Not in a way that amplifies their weakness, not in a way that belittles or embarrasses them, but in a way that lifts them over their weaknesses, that helps them to overcome, that helps them to walk in a purer relationship with you. So God, today, in our work, may we be helpful to others. And in being helpful to others, may we keep central the lifting up of Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.